Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
I'm Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina with you. And yesterday, I had Larry Fedora's comments about Lamar Jackson, Louisville's starting quarterback and reigning Heisman Trophy winner, who'll be in Kenan Stadium at noon on Saturday. Greg, Carolina's still got a quarterback competition. Some want to say controversy, but I think competition's still the right word. Your take?
Yeah, definitely, Tommy. And fans being fans, they watch one game and decide that, hey, Chaz Surratt played better than Brandon Harris. Let's make him the starting quarterback. And while that is true, Chaz had the better game on Saturday against California. Brandon Harris, because he did not graduate from LSU until July, was not able to partake in a lot of the offseason activities with his teammates, and therefore really did not get indoctrinated into this offense until training camp. So he's really only played in this scheme for about a month. And so the coaching staff knows that he's trying to catch up. It's been a little bit of a slow process for him, but they brought him in for a reason. He's a veteran player. He had 15 starts at LSU. He's got a good deep ball. So they're going to give him some more time. And as we found out at practice this week, Chaz and Brandon continue to share reps with the first team. Fedora, as of early in the week, had not told either player that they're going to be the primary starter. So you, for certain, will see both of these guys take snaps again against Louisville. As we saw last week, when Chaz got hot and started moving the offense, he stayed in the game and played the last three series. I think the same type of thing will happen on Saturday. Whoever gets the hot hand will remain in the game and try to give North Carolina the best chance to win.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.